This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Carlinville has won the toss, and they have deferred to the second half. So the Cavaliers, decked out in their blue over blue uniforms with the white shoulders and the white numerals, they'll be kicking from our right to our left, or they will be heading north. The Piesaw Birds will receive the kickoff. They have white jerseys with those dreaded gold numbers, the blue or green pants and green helmets for the Piesaw Birds, who will receive the opening kickoff. 12 minutes on the clock. The officials are all set. The carpet is clean. The official just lost something out of his pocket as he came over, and I don't think he realized that one of the coaches tried to tell him. Now one of the players says, "Yeah, coach, what did he lose?" I hope it wasn't his cell phone. That should be turned off, right?
Probably, yeah. He's
probably his little pad that he keeps all the notes on. In any event, here comes the kickoff. It's a high, short kickoff. Comes down on about the 20. The Piesaw Birds fumble it and then pick it up and go up the sideline. Going to be a nice run back there for the Piesaw Birds. Is that Day? They'll get out to the 38. Those yellow numbers on those white jerseys are going to be a problem tonight, Dan Newkirk.
I think that might have been Gavin Day. Might have been Gavin Day. Could have also been Logan Keith, who is also, I thought maybe too, but he's a freshman, so I'm thinking maybe Gavin Day.
We'll go with him. In any event, Piesaw Birds will have the ball, and it'll be on their own 38-yard line. One of the Cavaliers jumps offside. The flag flies, and it will be an encroachment call, so the Piesaw Birds will pick up five free ones to start things off. Sam Wolf, 6 foot, 210-pound senior, is a quarterback. He'll have as his running backs Blake Funk, a 5'9", 200-pound junior, and Gavin Day, a 5'10", 180-pound junior. They'll be in the backfield most of the night. A number of wide receivers will come out, including Paulie Garrett, a 5'9", 135-pound senior, as well as Aaron Frost, a 6 foot, 230-pound junior, and here or sophomore, excuse me, and they'll take the ball right up the middle. Will Sam Wolf, he's going to call his own number. And so the 8-yard gain will get the ball out over the 50-yard line. It'll be to the Cavaliers 49. It'll be a first and 10 for the Piesaw Birds. That's one thing about Sam Wolf. Good rushing quarterback at 6 foot, 210 pounds.
As I say, with that, and behind that big line that Southwestern has, they get almost 600 pounds of running backs back there and quarterbacks. So they got a very good running attack.
He'll go in the shotgun with two backs beside him. Now he'll give the ball off to Day. Day goes down the sideline. He gets down inside the 40 to about the 37-yard line. That's going to be another first down for the Piesaw Birds. Day running right behind that big left side of that offensive line. Nice game.
So far right now, it looks like the offensive line in green is really doing a nice job. I really wanted to see. And the line of scrimmage just immediately moved about 3 yards to our right. And so far right now, advantage offensive line Southwestern.
Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Man in motion is Garrett. He'll come through, give the ball off. No, it's going to be given off to Day. And, no, this time it was Funk on the carry. As Blake Funk, the 5'9", 200-pound junior, gets down to about the 33. So we'll give him a gain of a couple and make it second and 8.
A little bit of, it looks like they're setting up kind of an option of some kind, giving the ball to Day with Gavin Day being the pitch man. So I'm sure that's something we're going to see here at some point, where they're going to pull that ball, pitch it out today, let him run.
Now Day goes over to slot position on the left side, as there's two wide receivers each way. Day will now come in motion. They'll fake the handoff to him, give it to Funk. Funk eludes the first tackler. Trim almost had him, but he eludes him and gets the ball all the way down to the 20-yard line. They're going to mark it just at the 20-yard line. So a gain of 13, going to be a first and 10 for the Piesaw Birds.
Right now, with two carries of 12 and 13 yards, Gavin Day really having his way with this Cavaliers defense.
Well, that offensive front has done a good job of creating holes for the Piesaw Birds running backs. This time Wolf has one back beside him and one man goes in motion. He'll fake the handoff, give it to the second man through. This time he's going to be picked up and put down by Zach Reed, was the first to get in there and hit him. Reed does a good job of wrapping him up for no gain on the play. It'll bring up a second and 10 from the 20. Nine and a half minutes to go here in the first quarter. Paisaw Birds took the opening kickoff from their own 38. They've marched the ball down to now they'll mark it at the Carlinville 21. As once again, two backs in the backfield, one setting on each side of Wolf, who is in shotgun formation. Again, they'll send the man in motion. Now Wolf's going to go back. He's looking for a receiver. Now he's running for his life and has to throw the ball to the ground. Incomplete. Good pursuit there by both Zach Reed and as well T.J. Sims. Brings up a third and 10.
They went all in with a middle linebacker blitz on the play, and it really paid off for the Cavaliers. And Sam Wolf was immediately on the run as they were in hot pursuit.
The incomplete pass stops the clock at the 9:09 mark of the first quarter. Paisaw Birds has seen their drive stall somewhat. Big third down play coming up here. Of course, it will be four down territory. Aaron Frost splits out as the tight end over on the left side. Wide receiver on the right side as well. Hand off, no. Wolf going to come back. He's going to throw the screen to Funk. Funk makes the catch, but he's brought down on the play by Joe Lewis for a loss on the play back to the 22-yard line. So that's going to bring up a fourth and 12 for the Paisaw Birds. What a good job there by Joe Lewis of reading that one out.
Right, he really did. He was all over the play. Tried to run the screen play. Someone missed a bump on Lewis, because he was through the line and in the receiver's pocket right away.
Lewis is listed as a defensive back, but I think he was playing more like a linebacker there. In any event, he came blitzing through. Maybe the old safety blitz. In any event, it worked well. Pass out in the flat to Day. Day makes the catch, but he's brought down at the 20-yard line, and the Paisaw Birds are going to give up the ball on down, so the Cavalier defense stiffens. They'll take the ball at the 8:21 mark, and they'll do so on their own 23-yard line. Nope, they'll call it the 21. Okay. From the 21, it'll be first and 10 for the Cavaliers. Well, their defense did the job, stopping that drive by the Paisaw Birds. Now we'll see what Aiden Taberzi can do with Bobby Steele behind him in the backfield. Steele's going to get the handoff. He's going to go off tackle behind big Ethan Trim. He'll pick up a couple of yards out to about the 20. Let's mark it about the 23. So we'll give him a gain of 2. We'll call it second and 8. Seal is the workhouse.
Yeah, definitely the workhorse. He's going to get the majority of the carries here behind what is not a small offensive line for the Cavaliers. We're going to see a lot of Bobby Seal tonight.
And we're going to see him again right here. This time he'll go off the right side. He's going to be brought down as he hits about the 25-yard line. That will be his 99th carry of the year for Bobby Steele. He has 417 yards coming in to tonight's game. Third and 6 from the 25 for the Cavaliers. Taberzi normally going to pass about 12, 13 times a game. Steele normally going to run about 30 times a game. And that's it. Now it's going to be a single setback as Taberzi's back there all by himself with four receivers, two wide left, two wide right. He's going to roll out, looking for a receiver to go deep, directs him to go beyond the secondary. Catch is made there that was Joe Lewis, and he ran the down and out. And then Taberzi said, hey, just keep on going, and he went right around the secondary man, gets up over midfield all the way to the southwestern 49. Big passing play there. Credit a good catch by Joe Lewis, but Aiden Taberzi, he directed traffic there.
Really did, and it was Sam Robinson was in good coverage, but just kind of lost it on the improvision.
Now Seal on a carry is going to pick up a tough 3 as he stumbles and falls forward to about the 46, and that'll bring up a second and 7. Gavin Day in on the stop for the Paisaw Birds. From the 46-yard line of Southwestern, it'll be two wide receivers wide on each side. Taberzi has Seal behind him. Taberzi's going to fake the ball to Seal, and then he's going to throw the pass. Oh, it was up for grabs. Defender Jacob Fisher almost had the pick there, and had he made that pick, it was a pick six for him. But instead it goes through his hands, incomplete, bringing up a third and seven. Cavaliers dodged a bullet.
Really a nice job by the sophomore, Jacob Fisher, to read that. Obviously some good film work, where as soon as that running back went parallel with the line of scrimmage, he knew what it was, and he jumped right up on it.
Taberzi has the backfield emptied. There are receivers, three of them over here on this side. Now he's going to throw it out in the flat as he'll toss it out there to Ethan Siglock. Siglock gets away from the first couple tacklers. He's finally brought down over there by Lane Gage, but not until he gets inside the 35 down to the 32. It'll be a first and 10 Cavaliers. So Taberzi showing that he's got a pretty good arm there, made a nice, accurate throw for the first down for the Cavaliers. In fact, they're going to look at it again. Three wide receivers to the far side, two over here. He'll send the pass out. It's going to be caught over there just inside the 30 at about the 28. Paisaw Birds coming up quickly on the defense. It looked like Fisher once again comes up with a tackle. Sharp gain. They'll give it at the 29-yard line. So that'll bring up a second and seven for the Cavaliers.
Lonnie Rosentrader did a really nice job of pulling that ball in because, again, the Paisaw Bird defender was right up on him. So
now,
nice catch.
Now back to a toss sweep to Seal. Seal gets to the outside. He gets some good blocks. He goes around the end, and he's headed into the end zone. Touchdown, Cavaliers! Bobby Seal with a 29-yard touchdown run. Credit that big offensive line for getting out there in front, creating a wall. Once he got to the sideline, there was no stopping Bobby Seal.
The defense from Southwestern kind of had him on three carries, held only to 7 yards. But, boy, once Seal caught that edge and found the sideline, there was just nothing. Great effort by a defender from Southwestern trying to knock him out of bounds right at the end, but he clipped the pylon on the way by.
Now the snap is a low one. They still get it down, get the kick up. It's long, and it's good. Rosentrader did a good job there, and the holder an outstanding job of getting that ball set. And it is 7-0 Cavaliers, back with the Carlinville kickoff after these messages on WSMI. It's time for the Heinz Furniture scoring recap. The Paisaw Birds, their offense stalled. The Bobby Steele-led Carlinville Cavaliers took over. And 2 minutes and 48 seconds later, the Cavaliers marched 79 yards in eight plays. Bobby Seal doing the honors from the 29-yard touchdown run. Rosentrader's point after makes it 7-0. The Heinz Furniture in Carlinville offering mattresses, flooring, blinds, and cabinets, everything for your home since 1854. Visit HeinzFurniture.com. So the Paisaw Birds back on offense, and they're trailing 7-0. And I had that as one of my keys tonight in talking to both coaches, saying that being able to handle Mr. Seal was going to be important. Now it is going to be Funk who's going to get the ball out over the 25 to about the 27. Well, they're going to mark it at the 28-yard line. So it's going to be a gain there of, what are we going to say, 8?
Gain of 8. Funk did a really great job of kind of being patient and letting his line get out there. He let a receiver really set his block before he really attacked the line of scrimmage. It was a really nice job on a play by a young running back.
So now the Paisaw Birds will send two receivers wide to the left, one wide to the right. Wolf will get the snap, and he'll hand the ball off. Is this going to Funk again? Indeed it was. As that time it was Blake Funk on the carry. He'll get the ball out to, they're going to mark it at the 32-yard line. So he needed two, picked up four, first and 10, Paisaw Birds.
The Birds like to run a little bit of a crossbuck in the back, not a little bit, a crossbuck in the backfield out of that shotgun position where Funk and Day cross one another, and Wolf's doing a really nice job of kind of disguising it. And so far right now, Carlinville's having a little bit of trouble picking up the ball.
Now in the backfield, it's going to be a pitch, this time going to, I believe that's Pauly Garrett out there, as Garrett's going to turn the corner. Was that Garrett? Yes, it was. It was a first down for the Faisal Birds. Having more trouble finding that yellow number on the white jersey. Not a good combination, and I'll be the first to admit. I believe it is Garrett who's in the backfield there with Funk. Oh, that was a mix-up as Wolf wanted to hand off, and there was nobody there. So he simply took it himself and was able to get the ball out to about the 46-yard line. We'll give him a gain of one. And that's going to bring up a second and nine, and that was one of those, oops, where'd you go?
Right, and when you're out back in the 5-6 yards in the backfield in that shotgun position, that can really be disastrous. Wolf did a really great job of getting back to the line of scrimmage and then picking up a couple yards in the process.
So now Wolf is in the backfield all by himself at the second and eight. Now he'll send a man in motion. It'll be a handoff there as the Paisaw Birds are going to run that jet sweep. And on the carry was Gavin Day this time. And Day gets the ball across midfield down to the 42-yard line of the Cavaliers. So the Paisaw Birds will pick up yet another first down. And that hasn't been the problem for the Paisaw Birds, Dan. They're getting the first downs, but when they get down close to the goal line, they're finally going tough.
Yeah, bend but don't break is a concept that is oftentimes used to describe defenses. And that seems, at this point anyway, to be the Cavies. They're willing to make those bends, but we'll see what happens once they get their back up against the end zone.
2:40 to go here in the first quarter. Wolf is going to call his own number. And oh, he's going to be waylaid by Zach Reed. Reed, who was the player of the game last week, shows why he might be a good candidate there again this week as he waylaid and brought him down at the 42. No gain on the play. Brings up a second and 10.
Really great job. And it was not a blitz. He just full read the blocks up in front of him, filled that hole, and made a great hit on Sam Wolf.
Noah Garner, the 6-foot senior, brings in the play to Wolf this time, and he'll come out to a wide receiver position along with him. Is Pauly Garrett now man in motion as Wolf is going to call his own number. He's going to go to the outside. He outruns a couple of defenders, gets down inside the 35. He's going to be brought down at about the 34. Looks like a gain of about 8, going to bring up a third and short for the green and gold.
Really just a formidable runner at 6 foot 210 pounds. A lot of offenses would have him in the backfield running the ball and not taking the snaps. And so really a nice versatile weapon is Sam Wolf able to run the ball.
Threatening weather I thought was supposed to come in later, but it sure looks like it's wanting to make for an early arrival here. Is the Faisal Birds with a third and two. We'll give the ball off to Funk. Funk tries to turn the corner, and again, he's going to be brought down by Joe Lewis as Lewis just came up quickly, didn't allow him to turn the corner, and brought him down inside the 40-yard line. Let's call it the 38. Loss of four, going to bring up a fourth and six.
That was smoking Joe Lewis just reading that all the way and then just attacking, you know, and there may not be any more appreciated tackle in football than that great open field tackle. And we saw a great open field tackle there.
Especially when it's for a loss. Charlie Darr is going to be the lone receiver out to the far side. In motion will go Pauly Garrett. He'll turn the corner. Garrett's down and out. Now he gets outside the receiver, and it's going to be intercepted there and brought down at the 32. And that was Lonnie Rosentreter who comes up with the interception. 6 foot, 160-pound senior does a good job there of corralling that one. So the Paisaw Birds going to give the ball up again, this time on an interception.
You know, Gary, I think what happened there was Wolf was waiting. He was waiting and waiting for Pauly Garrett to turn that up the sideline. I think he could have for some positive yards. And when he wasn't turning up, he tried to force the ball in. And it was just not a good idea.
Yeah, Rosentreter did a good job of handling that. Now back to Seal. Seal's going to be wrapped up and brought down as he's going to get maybe one on that play. Nothing much going on there as the Paisaw Birds had some good defense coming up quickly.
That was that big sophomore, David Watkins, 6'2", 230-pound middle linebacker. I got a feeling that's a that's a young man that Coach Keith is very excited about for the next couple of years.
That's going to end the first quarter. After one quarter of play here at Carlinville High School, it is the Cavaliers 7, the Southwestern Faisal Bird 0. Back with the second quarter after these messages on WSMI.
Carlinville Area Hospital offers both same-day appointments and walk-in visits. We are open 7 days a week. Our family health care clinic welcomes both established and non-established patients, regardless of your insurance. Call us today at 217-854-3881 or visit us online at www.cahcare.com.
Are you a farmer, dentist, chiropractor, or other business owner who needs equipment for your operation? CNB Bank and Trust is now offering special rates as low as 2.99% on equipment loans. Stop by the Carlinville or Litchfield location and see how they can help you keep your business running smoothly. CNB Bank and Trust, helping to open doors since 1854. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Build your building stronger than ever before with Morton Buildings. The exclusive concrete Morton Foundation System uses specially designed components and superior materials to withstand the elements in all climate conditions in a variety of building uses. It's the latest innovation that has made Morton Buildings a cornerstone in the construction industry for more than a century. Come see us in Litchfield or go to MortonBuildings.com.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Welcome back to Carlinville High School. Second quarter action underway. Pass is intended out here in the side. It's going to be a good catch up near midfield as the receiver on that one.
Carson Weiser Jr. come in, made a great catch on that play on the sideline, dive into the ground.
It'll be at the Cavaliers 48-yard line, so a gain of 13 makes it a first and 10 for the Cavaliers. Once again, Bobby Seal is the only back in the backfield. Now they'll shift two backs over at the same time, and it's going to be an illegal shift, and so that'll be a procedure call against the Cavaliers. Cost them five, back to the 43. You're going to make it a first and 15. I can't believe I just saw that. That did not seem like something I would see from a Carlinville offense.
Not normally.
No.
Not normally. But again, the Carlinville football team is going through some changes, philosophical and offensive attack and. So we're probably going to see some different things.
It'll be a first and 15, and I'll guarantee you one thing. If you got Bobby Seale in the backfield, he can make up ground quickly, but he's not going to make up much ground there as he's going to be wrapped up and brought down for a loss on the play. Looks like that's going to be Joel Reno, 6 foot, 205-pound senior, who comes up with a stop back at the 40-yard line. So they lost five on the penalty, lost three here. They're going to have a second down and 18 from their own 40-yard line. Cavaliers send three wide receivers to the left, two of them over here to the right. Empty backfield. Going to be, I'll make it, I'll take it. Aiden Taberzi goes up the middle, gets 5 yards there, and he's going to be brought down by David Watkins at the 45. So that's going to bring up a third and still about 13.
I really like this sophomore. This young man is really, David Watkins, going to be a player in the future in the South Central Conference. I really like how he plays.
Now Taberzi's going to roll out. He's got some pressure. He gets outside containment, decides to throw now. Excellent catch there by Ethan Sieglock. He'll go down the sideline, and he's going to be brought out of bounds, but not until Sieglock picks up a first down all the way down at the Southwestern 30-yard line. What a nice catch there. And again, I like the way Taberzi can roll out to the left, squares himself up, then directs traffic, tells his receiver, you go ahead, I'll get the ball to you. He does there. Now the quick pitch here off to Henry Kupa. Kupa gets the catch and goes inside the 30 down to about the 26-yard line. So we'll give him about three there and call it a second and 7.
Yeah, I'm with you, Gary. I really like Aiden Taberzi and how he's able to improvise and direct, and his receivers are very open to that instruction.
Now he's got those two backs over there as lead blockers for Steele. Steele turns a corner. He's going down the sideline. He's going to be rolled out of bounds. I think there's going to be an illegal block there. It looked like one of the offensive linemen who was out there with the lead block couldn't find the front numbers, so hit a guy in the back numbers. That's a no-no. We shall see as they'll mark it off.
He's trying to find him in the Cavalier huddle, so.
And it is illegal use of the hands. A lock in the back. So they'll mark it back. It occurred down at about the 23-yard line, so they'll bring the ball out to about the 33. So from the 33, then, that's going to bring up a second and about 13. It was an outstanding run by Bobby Seale. I wonder how many times that's been said this year.
Once or twice.
All right, here Taberzi again is the only back in the backfield. Over on the far side, Joe Lewis says, hey, I'm over here by myself. There's supposed to be another receiver. As a result, Coach Chad Easterday says, I think I better take a timeout and straighten this out. 9:21 to go till halftime. 7-0 is the Cavalier lead. Back after these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, it'll be a 2nd and 13. Oh, nice pump fake there. Got the receiver deep. Got him open. Overthrows just a little bit. Zach Reels, the 5'11", 180-pound sophomore, was streaking down the sideline, but he was overthrown just a bit. That'll bring up a 3rd and 13.
You know, in the middle of that play, a blue Carlinville helmet just went rolling back behind. It was Chase Michael's helmet. Somehow it was removed, pulled off, taken off. But it rolled a good 8-9 yards back behind the line of the scrimmage. He had to come out, and looks like he's getting some equipment worked on.
3rd and 13, and we have a penalty flag thrown. Going to have an offsides on the Piasaw Birds there. So that'll give them 5 yards back and make it a 3rd and 8 for the Cavaliers as they'll move this ball down to about the 20, what, mark it at the 28.
Credit Harrison Napudi on that. He was quick to get in there for Michaels, take the place, holding him for one, out for one play and back in. But Napudi was right on the spot and ready to roll.
Now my question is, since the play wasn't run, does he get to go back in?
Does he officially count as being in the game?
Because
there
really
wasn't play. He's got to sit out a game.
Yeah, he's got to sit out one play, and there was no play.
That's interesting.
Bobby Seale going to try to get to that first down yardage, and he's going to be awfully close as they're going to mark him right at the 20-yard line. Let's see where they'll move it to. Had to get right on the, I would say chalk, but it's paint. Spot it down. They'll spot it at the 20.5. So it's going to be 4th and less than 1 for the Cavaliers from the Piasaw Birds 20.5.
Had a big play here for both the offense and the defense on this 4th and short play.
Clock running at the 8:40 mark. Give to Seal. Seal stacked up at the line, but he's going to drive and churn and drive and churn, and it all depends.
Boy,
he had three defenders on him, but Seal just kept churning those legs. This will be the spot of the ball, whether or not he gets the first down.
I don't think he crossed the 20-yard line, but I'm not sure he needed to. I think if he just got a little closer to it, but he definitely did not cross the 20.
Well, they're spotting the ball, and I believe he's going to bring the chains all the way across.
The full length.
As you said, it's a matter of what they want to put on there. Yep. Let's get the chains ready. Let's come all the way across. 8:26 to go till halftime. 7-0 is the Carlinville Cavalier lead. Important mark of the ball here. It'll either be a 1st and 10 for the Cavaliers going in or a 1st and 10 for the Piasaw Birds coming out.
The sideline judge does not look excited to be running all the way across the field.
Stretching it out. Marking it down. Now he's trying to tell him, now make sure you put the chain where I want it. He's down there, and he looks at it. And the official says, first down, Carlinville. So the Cavaliers will get a 1st and 10 at the Southwestern 20 And they got it by the hair on their chinny chin chin.
Boy, I guess they were stretching the chain and stretching the chain, but by a clip off the leather of the front of the nose of the ball, they got it.
Well, they say the game is a matter of inches.
So originally had Bobby Seale marked down for no gain on the play, but we're going to have to give him a yard.
Give him a yard.
He got the first down.
He got what he needed. He got the first down. And so now Seale in the backfield behind Taberzi. Got a couple lead blockers there. They'll give it to Seale. Oh, he'll follow his lead blocker down inside the 15-yard line to about the, well, they're going to mark it right at the 15, I believe. Give him a gain of 5. Let's call it 2nd and 10.
And that's going to take us inside the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers. Score big with Case IH at Seavers Equipment. Check out all their great products at SeaversEquipment.com.
And so from the 15 now, it'll be a 2nd and 5 for the Cavaliers. Seale, sit back there. Got tons of blockers in front of him. Now it's going to be a rollout. Flag is thrown in the backfield. Pass is incomplete as Taberzi was under pressure a little bit that time. Did not get that pass off as cleanly as he would have liked. But what's the penalty going to be? An illegal shift on CHS. So that will move the ball out to the 20. And it'll bring up a 2nd and 10. 2nd and 10 for the Cavaliers. Following the marking off of the penalty, the incomplete pass meant the clock would stay stopped. It is that at 7:40 to go here in the first half. Taberzi with receivers wide left and wide right gives the ball off to Seale. Seale veers off to the left and just keeps right on turning, and he's finally brought down by Pauly Garrett, but not until he gets down to about the 2-yard line. Bobby Seale is doing it again. First and goal for the Cavaliers.
Boy, not the biggest running back in the conference at 5'9 and 165 pounds. But he is definitely in the conversation for most explosive running back in the conference. Because, boy, when he finds that hole, he is through just as quick as can be.
He gets to and through the line of scrimmage. And this time he knifed right through for the touchdown. So Bobby Seale had 5 touchdowns on the season. He's coming here tonight, and he's picked up 2 more. This one, a 1-yard touchdown run for Bobby Seale, making it 13-0. With the point after attempt coming up. Taberzi will be the holder. Rosentrader will do the kick as a snap. His back, the ball is down, the kick is up, it's high, it's long, and it's good. Point after attempt by Rosentrader makes it 14-0 in favor of the Cavaliers. Back with the Carlinville kickoff after these messages on WSMI. Now the Pisaw Birds fumble the kickoff, but they recovered on their own 32, and it'll be a 1st and 10 for the Pisaw Birds from there. The Hines Furniture scoring recap, a 12-play, 66-yard drive by the Cavaliers, culminating at 7-17 with Bobby Seale with a 1-yard touchdown run. Rosentrader with a point after makes it 14-0. That's the Hines Furniture scoring recap. Hines Furniture in Carlinville offering mattresses, flooring, blinds, and cabinets. Everything for your home since 1854. Visit HinesFurniture.com. Sam Wolf going to carry it on a 1st down play. From his own 32, he'll get the ball out to about the 36 yards. So we'll give him a gain of 4, call it 2nd and 6. And I'll tell you what, Dan Newkirk, so far I've been very impressed with Mr. Bobby Seale.
Yeah, he really just gets through the line of scrimmage, picks his hole, and doesn't wait long to get through it, that's for sure.
Now Wolf will have 2 backs in the backfield. There was miscommunication there as Day went one way, Funk went the other way. Neither one took the ball. Wolf said, hey, I feel like Custer here, left all by himself, and he's going to be brought down back on the 34-yard line for a loss of 2. Going to bring up a 3rd and 8. That time the Pisaw Birds in the backfield were not all on the same page, would you say?
No, not at all.
halfway through quarter number two. We're at the six-minute mark of the second quarter. 14-0 is the Cavalier lead. Paisaw Birds looking to see if they can get a sustained drive that would result in points at the end. Wolf going to go to the air. He's got a receiver. Day's open deep. He makes the catch at the 40. Touchdown saving tackle made there by Joe Lewis, but not until Gavin Day gets all the way down to the 35-yard line. So there's a gain of about 30 and a first and 10 for the Paisaw Birds.
Day came out of the backfield and just ran an out and then up the field. And Wolf did a really nice job of laying the ball right in because there was good coverage on the play. There was very good coverage on the play. But Day over that far side shoulder and just laid it right in.
But give Joe Lewis credit because he had the presence of mind to stay there and make the tackle as soon as the catch was made. Now they'll give the ball back to Day again, and he'll get the ball inside the 25 to about the 22. So we'll give him a gain of about 13 and another first and 10 for the Paisaw Birds. And once again, Dan, not a problem for the Paisaw Birds moving the ball between the 20s. But once they get inside the 20, they've had to go and get a little bit tougher there. Now they'll send Paulie Garrett out wide to one side. Looks like Caleb Mary may be out there. He'll give the ball to Funk. Funk's going to spin into trouble as he gets down to about the 20-yard line. Not much of a gain there. One of the last ones coming up off the pile there is big number 75, Lane Stinnett. 6'5", 300-pound senior. Put a whopping on him there, didn't he?
Sure did. And Lane is. Lane's a big old boy.
From the 20-yard line now, the Paisaw Birds will have a second and eight. 4:35 to go till halftime. 14-0 is the Cavalier lead. Aaron Frost, one of the wide receivers, over to the far side with Paulie Garrett. Cavaliers shifting on their defense. They'll give the ball. No, Wolf's going to keep it himself. And Wolf, with a nice fake there today, takes the ball down inside the 20 near the 15-yard line. Going to be a gain of about five, bring up a third and three for the green and gold.
That's taking us inside the Seavers Equipment Red Zone. Score big with Kubota in Auburn and Jerseyville. Check out all their great products at SeaversEquipment.com.
Well, you'd have to believe this is a big drive for the Paisaw Birds inside 4 minutes in the second quarter. They've given up a touchdown in each of the first two quarters. Need to find an answer here as Wolf with one back in the backfield with him, and that's Day. Day eludes the first tackler but can't elude the second one as the Paisaw Birds offense came up a little bit lacking there. Joe Lewis came up quick to make a good stop off tackle.
Really did. He had some help from two or three other Cavaliers, but Lewis did a great job of meeting him right there near the line of scrimmage, keeping that gain to a minimum.
And as you said, once again, the Cavaliers' defense has been a bend but don't break, and that here comes another big play for the Paisaw Birds. With a fourth and one, the Paisaw Birds want to talk it over. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to WSMI.
Do you have questions about your retirement? As a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, Bathurst Financial Group can help.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Bathurst, private wealth advisor. Please call me, John, or Jimmy at Bathurst Financial Group in Litchfield today. Office located at 510 North State Street in Litchfield, Illinois.
Investment advisory services and products are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
At Hicks, Maytag, and Gillespie, they truly appreciate your business during this trying time. They are honored that despite all the choices you have, you continue to choose their small-town business and the Whirlpool family of appliances. They continue to be Macoupin County's oldest appliance dealer selling Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, and Amana brand appliances. Remember Hicks, Maytag, and Gillespie for all your appliance needs.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Following the timeout, the Paisaw Birds with a big fourth and one. They will go double tight and give it off to Day. And Day is going to get inside the 10 to the 9-yard line. So they needed two, picked up five, first and goal for the Paisaw Birds.
Credit that big offensive line, Ashton Ortega, Colin Campbell, David Watkins, Bryce Anderson and William Urich for the Southwestern Birds on opening up that line, getting a big play here in the red zone.
Now can they continue to create holes because those last 9 yards may prove to be the toughest. One back on each side of Wolf. Wolf's going to give the ball second man through Day. Day's going to dance his way in to the end zone. Gavin Day gets the Piesaw Birds on the board with that 9-yard touchdown run. It comes with 2:52 to go here in the second quarter. The Piesaw Birds are on the board as that drive started at the 32. It was a 68-yard drive. Took the Piesaw Birds 9 plays to get to the end zone. Gavin Day doing the honor. Now the point after attempt is up, and it is good. Colin Robinson on the point after attempt makes it 14-7. We'll be back with the Southwestern kickoff after these messages on WSMI.
Never get stuck with bad equipment again. Hillsboro Rentals complete line of equipment will help you get the job done. From remodeling to clearing debris, Hillsboro Rental has what you need. If you need it, rent it. Hillsboro Rental, next to the underpass in Hillsboro. Call 532-6751.
You know that for over 100 years, Litchfield National Bank has been a sound, secure place to bank. The friendly bank in the middle of the block knows you're busy. That's why they have mobile banking. Download the app, check your balance, apply for a car loan, even deposit your check by phone. Download it at iBankLNB.com. Litchfield National Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
WSMI FM 106.1.
The Heinz Furniture scoring recap. Well, the Piesaw Birds had a 9-play, 68-yard drive that took 4 minutes and 28 seconds. Gavin Day runs it in from 9 yards out. Robinson with a point after makes it 14-7. Heinz Furniture in Carlinville offering mattresses, flooring, blinds, and cabinets. Everything for your home since 1854. Visit HeinzFurniture.com. The kickoff. Siglock is running off to the races. He's running away from the Piesaw Birds. I don't believe anybody can catch him. How long of a return was that? Some 80 yards for the touchdown, Ethan Siglock. Well, Dan, we've been talking about weather perhaps moving in, but there was a strike of lightning for the Cavaliers in the person of Ethan Siglock.
I was looking up and down the field to see if there's any flags on the play. It looks like they got clean blocks all the way, and not that Siglock needed very many. Once he found a crease in the kickoff team, he just turned on the jets and was off to the races. What a great return by Ethan Siglock.
And that's what you call an immediate answer to the Piesaw Birds score. Now Rosenfreder with, once again, a low snap. This time the kick is blocked. It is no good. But the Cavaliers have a 20-7 lead here at the 2:38 mark. We'll have the Cavalier kickoff after these messages on WSMI.
It's that time of year again for Madison Communications Annual Teacher of the Year Award. Visit GoMadison.com to nominate an exceptional teacher from March 1st through March 31st. Once the nominees are in, voting will begin April 1st through April 30th. On May 3rd, the top three teachers will be announced and receive $500 each for classroom use.
WSMI FM 106.1.
It is time for the Heinz Furniture scoring recap. Not a whole lot to say on that recap except, wow, a one play. Kickoff return of 85 yards they'll give Ethan Siglock for the touchdown. It took him but 14 seconds to catch the ball, run to the end zone, and say, hi, Mom. Makes it an 85-yard kickoff return for Ethan Siglock. The point after no good, but the score now is 20-7 in favor of the Cavaliers. Heinz Furniture in Carlinville offering mattresses, flooring, blinds, and cabinets. Everything for your home since 1854. Visit HeinzFurniture.com. That was an electrifying play. Piesaw Birds received the kickoff at the 25. There will be no touchdown or return for a touchdown for the Piesaw Birds as coming up with the run and getting out to about the 36-yard line. So the Piesaw Birds will have a first and 10 from their own 36, and just when you thought they were getting back into the ball game, lo and behold, it is Ethan Siglock with the kickoff return. Most impressive.
Plenty of time here. 2.5 minutes left to go in the game. Sam Wolf has shown that he's got some big play potential throwing the ball. They've got some electrifying running backs. So let's hope for we get a little bit of a dynamic into the half here.
So it'll be first and 10 for the Piesaw Birds, trailing 20-7. Now trying to go wide, and that goes nowhere as Day was trying to turn the corner. But coming out quickly was Zach Reed. I'll tell you what, Zach Reed contains that outside so well. Brings him down at the 30-yard line for a loss on the play of 7.
You know, we talked earlier about just not the explosive offense that we're used to seeing out of Carlinville. But you know what? With Zach Reed on defense, Ethan Siglock on offense, catching the ball, Bobby Seals running the ball, there is a lot of explosion in this offense.
Wolf rolling out, looking for a receiver downfield. Looks like it's going to be a short hop, incomplete. Intended receiver was Noah Garner over there. Going to bring up a 3rd and 17 for SWHS.
Now, this is one, if you're Coach Keith, do you risk stopping the clock with a pass, or do you run the ball, hope for the best, with the end result, maybe be punting it away, and keep that clock running?
Well, the incomplete pass stopped the clock with 1:50 to go. Looks like he's going to send 2 wide receivers each way. 3 down linemen for the Cavaliers, 5 linebackers, and 2 safeties, as they've got everything covered deep, and the pass falls incomplete. Outstanding coverage there by the Cavaliers defense. Nothing was getting behind them on that. And when you line up 5 linebackers across the middle there, a lot of coverage there.
Now, there were 2 guys covering the receiver directly, plus there was a safety behind him as well. If that ball snuck its way in there, it was going to be a miracle.
And so Blake Funk, normally the punter for the Piesaw Birds, will take the snap. Good kick. Got a good height on it. The Cavaliers are going to get away from it. It's going to take a Cavalier bounce, and the Piesaw Birds are finally going to down it. It landed inside the 40-yard line, but it bounced all the way back to the 48-yard line, so an 8-yard return for a bounced ball.
Boy, and really, those are ones that really could find a kneecap or a shin of a Cavalier, but just found a little gap to come 8 yards back.
So now the Cavaliers leading 20-7, have 95 seconds to go to see if they can get another score. Who do you go to? You go to Bobby Seal. Seal gets across midfield, and he'll get down to about the 47-yard line. Colton Campbell on the tackle for the Piesaw Birds. As they get the ball at the southwestern 47-yard line, it'll bring up a 2nd and about 5. Again, the handoff is to Seal. Again, Seal dances his way through the holes. He's going to be bulldogged down by, once again, it's Colton Campbell at the 43-yard line. Gain of 4, going to bring up a 3rd and 1. Carlinville's going to call a timeout here with the 43-yard line of the Piesaw Birds. Cavaliers leading 20-7 as they take a timeout. We will, too. 1:08 to go till halftime. 20-7, Cavies with the lead. Cavies with the ball when we come back on WSMI.
Hello, Earl Flack for your locally owned McKay Knapp Auto Parts store. Spring has sprung, and it's time to get outside and detail that car. Make it shine for $4.99. We've got Wesley's White Wall Cleaner. We've got No Touch Tire Care, Blue Coral Car Wash. Oh, by the way, buy a Napa bucket for $2.99. Get 20% off for 3 or more items you can fit in that bucket. Get the good stuff with Napa know-how.
What can you expect from a GeoComfort geothermal heating and cooling system? Groundbreaking savings. GeoComfort uses the energy stored in the earth to save you up to 70% on your monthly utility bills, plus a new tax credit. Call Newhouse Heating and Cooling in Litchfield at 324-2818.
WSMI-FM 106.1.
Let's see what Coach Easterday has up his sleeve. He has 2 backs in front of the quarterback off to the side, and then Bobby Seal is going to go through, and there's going to be a flag fly into the middle of the pile. Seal goes for the 1st down at the 40, but let's see what the flag's all about.
One of those running backs flashed across in front of the quarterback, and I think maybe even tackled a defender. So there could be a holding call on this.
Okay, but statistically, will we give him credit for a tackle? I think not.
Blocked below the waist.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that was that player. He went out and they both went down fast.
And, you know, the thing about that is such a dangerous penalty.
Yes.
Can really wipe a young man's legs out by hitting him low like that. If you make the contact up high first and then you slide down, that's one thing. But when the initial contact is such that you go all the way down to hit below the knees first, that's a no-no. All the way back to their own 41, it'll be bringing up a third and 17 for the Cavaliers. Clock continues to run after they mark off the penalty. We're down to 50 seconds to go, which would only be enough time for Bobby Seale to run about three lengths of the football field. We're going to see what he can do as he turns the corner out here. He stays in bounds as there are four, if not five, Paisaw Birds who bring him down at the 44-yard line. That's going to bring up a fourth and 13 with 33 seconds to go. Cavaliers, I think, may be inclined to take a little bit more time here. Well, the play clock and the scoreboard clock are just about together. And I believe that the Cavs are going to milk it for all that it's worth. And that should take us down to maybe a second left, maybe not. The officials, I think, they have decided that there's more time on the score clock. And that's going to bring the first quarter to an end. And after two quarters of play here at Carlinville High School, it is Carlinville 20, Southwestern 7. It's time for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show on WSMI.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See me, John Blank, at 300 South State Street in Litchfield for a free insurance review.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Well, Dan Newkirk, we've come to halftime, and it's 20-7 in favor of the Cavaliers. I was just looking back over my notes. Last year, Carlinville was a winner over Southwestern, 41-12. The year before that, 51-8, Cavies. The year before that, Carlinville 35, Southwestern nothing. So the Paisaw Birds on the field today, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, they have never seen a Paisaw Bird victory. In fact, you've got to go all the way back to 2006, the last time that the Paisaw Birds defeated Carlinville. That was 21-0 at Southwestern. But in those last three losses, the Paisaw Birds have only accumulated 20 points, and they've been held to 7 here in the first half tonight.
Yeah, really all Carlinville. I was hoping for a really good game statistically. When you look at the two teams on paper, when you look at the scores they've had, you were expecting a pretty good football game. And for the most part, it has been take Ethan Siglock and Bobby Seals out of the game, and it's a very even play game. But those two players alone have really tilted the scale toward the blue and red side.
Yeah, as you said, a really good game anticipated, and then Bobby Seale showed up.
Yeah.
And, of course, he has been the mainstay for the Cavaliers all year. The Paisaw Birds, Gavin Day, has been similar for them, but I think the difference between the two tonight is that Bobby Seale has made more big plays than has Gavin Day. Then if you want to put a little spice to the mixture, you mix in an Ethan Siglock kickoff return, and that's a major reason why they have a two-touchdown lead.
Right. When you talk about thunder and lightning, you've got, you know, I know, I shouldn't say it on a night like we have right now, but, you know, the Paisaw Birds kind of have that thunder-type rumbling offense, big line, big running backs, big quarterback. They're grinding it out, whereas Carlinville's got that lightning-type offense. When you talk about stats on the game, for the visiting Southwestern Paisaw Birds, Gavin Day's got 10 carries for 50 yards, including the 9-yard touchdown run. Sam Wolf, the quarterback, adding 25 yards rushing on 7 attempts. Sam has passed for 30 yards on 3 of 7 attempts. He does have the one interception, though, that went to Rosentrader. On the Carlinville side, Bobby Seale being the difference in the game for the Cavaliers. He's got 80 yards on 13 carries. you know, including the two touchdown runs of a yard and 29 yards. Ethan Siglock's caught two passes for 42 yards, you know, two of Aiden Taberzi's five completions for 7 yards. Taberzi doing a nice job of spreading the ball around. He's got five completions to four different receivers, with Siglock being his main competitor for his main receiver, but four receivers nonetheless. He's got 84 yards, has not thrown a touchdown, but he also hasn't thrown an interception yet either.
Well, you know, and you talk about Mr. Taberzi, not only with his passes, not only with his completions, but also with his field generalship. He is really directing his receivers right to where he wants them. Then when they get to that point, he's putting the ball right on the money, and as a result, he's had some pretty good success here in the first half. And the Cavaliers have had some pretty good success as they lead here 20-7 at halftime. We'll take a break and see if we can't get you caught up in some other scores throughout the area. You're listening to WSMI. And now on the kickoff return, it's going to be Joe Lewis, as Joe Lewis is going to take the ball out over the 40 to about the 43-yard line. Well, we've talked about Ethan Siglock and the way that he was so electrifying with his run, but, hey, Joe Lewis been doing a pretty good job when he gets his hands on the ball as well.
Whether it be on the kickoff return team, whether it be coming up and making plays from his defensive, well, we're going to call it a defensive back position, but I think he's more of a walk-up strong safety. Outside linebacker, he's just another really dynamic player for the Cavaliers.
Two receivers, wide left, wide right. They're all decoys for Bobby Seals. He spins off a tackle. He was down before getting to midfield stripe, or it looked like it, and he refused to go down. Gets the ball into Piasaw Bird territory, picks up a couple of more yards. Let's mark it at the Southwestern 49. Give him a gain of 6.
Right. He first made contact, I don't know, what, 3-4 yards behind the line of scrimmage, yeah. But just kept the wheels turning and driving the green jerseys on up the field. Well, pants and white jerseys.
And here he goes again as he's trying to turn to the outside. This time the Piasaw Birds come through quickly, and it was Aaron Frost, the 6-foot, 230-pound sophomore, who brings him down for a loss back at the 49. So a loss of 2, going to bring up a third and about 6. And I know that we haven't said this as often as we probably should, but Bobby Steele is 165 pounds.
And I'm not sure that's not in full uniform. He just doesn't look real, but boy, is he quick. There he goes.
There he goes, and he's going right through everybody, gets into the secondary before he realizes it. As he's down close to the 35, they'll mark him at the 35, a gain of 16 yards and a first and 10 for the Cavaliers.
And that takes Bobby Seals right up to the 100-yard mark, so just like that, he's at 3 bills.
You know, they used to say when you had a runner like that, you ought to have a couple of guys who were just mirroring him wherever he went. Well, I think he's like a shadow. I think when you try to reach for him, sometimes he's not there. This time he's going to be brought down. Who was that on the tackle there? Sorsi?
I think so. And, again, the jerseys are hard to read if they're yellow. It's getting better with as it's got dark. But
mark him at the 36. We'll give him a loss of 1. Call it 2nd and 11.
He's come off the field. Looks like an empty backfield with all receivers for the Cavaliers in this play.
Taberzi showing a good arm tonight and a wise arm as he's made good passing decisions. And, again, a good decision there. Throws it to Ethan Siglock. And Siglock gets down to about the, let's call it the 31. Whoop, flag on the play. We'll have to wait and see what that one's all about.
It was thrown back towards the line of scrimmage. I got a feeling that someone was trying to release on the defensive line, and one of the Cavalier offensive linemen was just not quite letting them go and got outside the numbers.
Well, as Buddy Blattner would say, they're walking the wrong way. Moves it back to the 41. So that's going to be a repeat of second down, but now it's going to be 2nd and about 16. For some reason, Dan, it doesn't seem to me that it matters a whole lot whether it's 11 or it's 16. Cavaliers can pick them up in big chunks, and they've been doing that repeatedly here this evening. Taberzi. Now, they had two guys in the backfield. They moved before they were set, so they were allowed to do that. Now they'll shift again, and the referee says that's okay. That was similar to what was called for a penalty in the first half. In any event, Seals off to the races. He's down inside the 30. He's got one man to beat. He's at the 20, down to the 10. He's finally going to be ridden out there. but not until he gets all the way down to the 10-yard line. What a run.
Yes, and Bobby Seals has taken us inside the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers Equipment. Mow like a pro with Exmark. Score big at Seavers. Check out all the great products at SeaversEquipment.com.
They're going to mark it just inside the 10, so it'll be a first and goal. Bobby Seal gets the call again. He juke steps, goes to the outside. He has a stiff arm there, but it won't help him.
Looks like Caleb Mary. I think that was number 9, Caleb Mary, wrestling him out of bounds there.
Okay, good stop there for the Paisel Birds. Back at the 11. It'll be a loss of 2. It'll be a second and goal as we are down to the 8:45 mark of the third quarter. I'm just going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say Bobby Seal is going to get the call again. We shall see. Yep, nope. He's going to be a good roll, a good play fake, a good pass, a good completion, and a touchdown. Cavaliers, Joe Lewis takes it in for the touchdown, but we have a flag on the play. That was an outstanding play there as Taberzi did a good job with the play fake. Then he rolled out, waited patiently for his receiver to get open. Making a nice catch over there was Joe Lewis, taking it into the corner of the end zone. All of the execution was proper except for a holding call at the goal line. Take the ball back to the 10-yard down line, and it'll still be second and goal for the Cavaliers. Okay, if Bobby Seal didn't get the ball last time, Bobby Seal's going to get the ball this time. I'm just saying. Got a wing back on each side. Bobby Seal's going to go up the middle, and he's going to be bulldogged down at about the 10-yard line. Coming up with the stop there was that Campbell and Frost in the play. They'll spot the ball still at the 10-yard line. It's going to bring up third and goal for the Cavaliers. Chewing up that clock. They've had the ball for 4 minutes here at the start of the third quarter. They've marched from their own 45. Now to Bersey with a receiver deep in the end zone. The catch is made. Touchdown, Cavaliers, as coming up with the catch over there is Ethan Siglock once again. Nope. 2.
Is that Carson Weiser?
Carson Weiser on the catch. Tell you what, you talk about tiptoeing through the tulips.
Great touch pass also by Aiden Traberzi. He just kind of lofted that up, gave it a little bit of air, and just dropped it right in the bucket in the corner of the end zone.
Point after attempt, they're going for 2 and not going to get it. But the Cavaliers drive the length of the field for the touchdown, and they lead 26-7 here at the start of the third quarter. And, Dan, that was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 plays that they ran. They got 55 yards out of it. They had 5 minutes and 5 seconds on the drive, and so it was for the Cavaliers, a touchdown at the 7:55 mark of quarter number 3. The Heinz Furniture scoring recap: Cavaliers go 55 yards in 8 plays, consume 5 minutes and 5 seconds off the clock. Taberzi hooks up with Carson Weiser for the touchdown pass. And that touchdown pass was 10 yards in length. Point after attempt was no good. 26-7 is the score. Heinz Furniture in Carlinville offering mattresses, flooring, blinds, and cabinets. Everything for your home until since 1854. Visit HeinzFurniture.com. Well, I tell you what, Dan, that was a very exciting drive with a very exciting finish. As Taberzi hooked up, who do we say that was? Weiser?
Yes, that was. That was Carson Weiser on that touchdown reception.
And that went for 9 yards, 10 yards. 10 yards on the touchdown.
Yeah.
So the Piceaw Birds, they're going to get the ball now, but now they're trailing 26-7 to the Cavaliers. And you can feel that cool air coming in with that front coming our way. To Bursey, to Carson Weiser.
We need to hold off for about another hour.
Yes. Now let's make it an hour and a half. So we can get home.
Get in the car?
Yeah. Okay, the Piceaw Birds now, they'll have the ball, and they'll start at the 7:51 mark here in the third quarter. It'll be a first and 10 for the Piceaw Birds. They'll have Sam Wolf carrying it himself, as they will be starting at the 32-yard line. And on that play, they picked up absolutely nothing. Going to bring up a second and 10. This Cavalier defense has risen to the occasion numerous times tonight.
Yeah, I was thinking Sam Wolf was very lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage. He had to do some fighting and scratching just to get there.
So now the Piceaw Birds will send wide receivers to the left and right. They've got two on the left side. They've got two on the right side. Wolf's going to go up. He's going to go deep. Good double coverage there. But Day still makes the catch. Then with a little juke step, he goes down the sidelines, basically untouched, a 68-yard touchdown pass. This one goes to Gavin Day. Wow.
Just like that, a little bit of lightning of their own. Gavin Day made a great cut. Let's start by crediting Sam Wolf with an excellent pass over a defender, drop it in front of another defender, and then Day made a fantastic move on that guy to find the sideline, and once he got going, there was nothing but the blue grass of the end zone.
Got to check his transmission because he sure put a stop and go on that one. Two defenders there in good position, but he simply split the difference, made them both miss. They didn't even touch him, and the kick goes off the right upright, and it's no good. But the Piceaw Birds have another score on the board. They now trail 26-13. The Heinz Furniture scoring recap for the Piceaw Birds. It was a 45-second drive is all it took as they take the ball on two plays. They go 68 yards. It is Sam Wolf hooking up with Gavin Day for the 68-yard touchdown pass. Makes it 26-13. Heinz Furniture in Carlinville, offering mattresses, flooring, blinds, and cabinets, everything for your home since 1854. Visit HeinzFurniture.com. Well, we're just talking about the defenses and how good they had been, and now here in the span of some 45 seconds, they give up two touchdowns. At the 7:06 mark now, the Piceaw Birds will be kicking off to the Cavaliers. It'll be a low line drive kick. Going to be scooped up there at about the 25-yard line as Joe Lewis brought that one back up to about the 35-yard line, I believe, and the Cavaliers will take over from there.
How do you think that conversation went in the kickoff team huddle? Coach Keith said something like, absolutely do not kick it to number one. Do not
Amen.
Kick it to Ethan Siglock. Okay, Coach, I'm going to dribble it up the left side.
So now Carlinville from their own 36-yard line will go up the middle with Bobby Seal. He's going to pick up about 4 yards there, getting the ball out to about the 40. It'll be a second and 6.
You know, it's interesting. Bobby Seals has 1, 2, 3, 4 carries for loss, but boy, it doesn't deter him. He just keeps them pumping.
You know, he finds a hole. Well, there, it looked like he was head up, going to lose yardage there, but the guy tried to wrap him up. He goes right around and makes a positive out of what should have been a negative, gets the ball out to the 41. Going to be a pickup of 1 and make it 3rd and about 5 for the Cavaliers.
The good ones do that. There's something out of nothing. You know, and the good ones just always find a way to make that happen.
Elusive. That has to be one word you could use to describe it. Now Seal's going to step up and be a blocker. Receiver downfield was Henry Kupa. He was overthrown, and that's going to bring up a 4th down and 6. Could it be we're going to see a punt from the Cavaliers?
A lot of guys changing places on the sideline in the field. So, yes, I think we are going to be looking at our first Carlinville punt of the game. Ronnie Rosentreter, also the kicker, is going to be doing the punting duties for the Cavaliers.
The Paisaw Birds have only punted one time, I think, also. So Rosentreter, man, does he get some air under that one. It's going to come down on the 20-yard line, take a Cavalier bounce to the 15, and it's going to be dropped, marked dead right there. Good coverage by Dustin Roberts on that play. They'll mark the ball at the 16-yard line.
And, boy, what a luxury when you have to punt, which isn't often. You've got that weapon that's going to put the ball down inside the 20-yard line and give the other offense a long field.
So now the Cavaliers, following that punt, will give the ball back over to the Paisaw Birds on their own 16-yard line. 5:48 still left here in the third quarter. 26-13 is the Cavalier lead. Paisaw Birds trailing now by two scores. The handoff is going to be to Day, and Day is going down the sideline. He's going to be caught from behind, but not until... No, that was Funk. Excuse me. Blake Funk on a carry. Funk carries the ball down to the 39-yard line, so they were giving Day a risk, and Funk showed that he could take the ball and run quite well as he got down to the 40 or 39-yard line, first and 10 for the Paisaw Birds.
Yes, Blake Funk showing that he's, you know, even though at that big sturdy frame at 5'9", 200 pounds, he can rumble, and showed some real speed there up that sideline.
Now the Paisaw Birds are going to empty the backfield. Three wide receivers to one, two on the other. Wolf going to take the ball, try to spin his way inside the 40. He's going to be brought down after a short game down to about the 38-yard line. It'll bring up a second and 8. You run right at Lane Stennett. Good thing's not going to happen there. He's going to plug the hole up. Allowed Zach Reed to come in and make the tackle. Brings up a second and 10 from the 39. Wolf again going, looking for the wheel down in the middle. Oh, led his receiver just a little bit there. As that time it was Charlie Darr who was running the post pattern. Running the wheel behind him was Gavin Day. Chose to go to the inside receiver, led him a little bit too much. Incomplete pass going to bring up a third and 10.
Charlie Day did a really good job of breaking that route off and had perfect position on the defender. Boy, Sam Wolf's, I'm sure, probably kicking himself in that one. And Coach Keith is just kind of checkmarking that one on his play sheet saying, I think we might come back to that one at some point.
And Charlie Darr doing a good job there, trying his best to get to that one. He extended full out. Now they'll come with backs on each side of the quarterback. Now they'll run the option. They'll pitch the ball out to Funk, and Funk's going to be, or no, Day's going to be brought down this time outside the 40. And over on the tackle, Joe Lewis coming up on the play. And I believe Chase Michaels was in on that tackle as well.
He was, but I tell you what, the one that really made it work well was T.J. Sims. At defensive line, outside linebacker, when they run the option at you, there's something called a slow play, where I'm going to slow play that quarterback and bait him into pitching the ball, and he did a great job and then broke and really made Dave belly the ball out, brought really helped Joe Lewis come up and make that tackle. T.J. Sims, great play.
From the Carlinville 42, Wolf is going to go to the air. He underthrows the receiver, and so on downs, the Cavaliers are going to take over. It'll be a first and 10 Cavies. Once again, their defense, although they gave up a big play, they rose to the occasion, and at the 3:58 mark here in the third quarter, the Cavs will get the ball back as they will scrimmage from their own 41-yard line, leading here 26-13.
And again, that was Zach Reed making the play, putting pressure on Wolf, getting him to throw the ball a little bit earlier than he wanted to and where he didn't want to.
One back sets behind each tackle. We've got lead blockers there for Bobby Seal. He'll go to the outside. He'll go to the races. He's off to the races, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20. He's finally going to be brought down. I'm not sure if he went out of bounds. The official who was trying to follow down the sideline, couldn't stay with the play. The back official finally says he's out of bounds at the 2-yard line. And so that will be a 39-yard run and a first and 10 for the Cavaliers. They're in the red zone, leading by 13, and Dan, they're knock, knock, knocking on the door again.
Yes, in the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, score big with JCB at Seavers Equipment. Check out all their really reliable products at SeaversEquipment.com.
Bobby Seale going to get the call again. Bobby Seale going to head to the end zone. Bobby Seale going to pick up the touchdown, his third touchdown of the day, this one from 1 yard out. Bobby Seale with three TDs to his credit today, and the Cavaliers has opened up that lead once again. It's 32-13 here at the 3:27 mark. Didn't take them long to score at all. The drive only lasted 31 seconds.
You know, you made a comment earlier that jokingly that Seals was going to carry about 30 times a game. He's at 24 carries right now with a lot of ticks on the clock to go. 173 yards and three touchdowns. Bobby Seals having a game.
And this time a bad snap on the extra point is no good. And so with 3:27 to go here in the third quarter, the Cavaliers have opened up a 32-13 lead. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. Jim Graham, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker alongside Dan Newkirk's. Time for the Heinz Furniture scoring recap. It was a 31-second drive, took two plays to go 59 yards for the Cavaliers. Bobby Seale with a 1-yard touchdown run. And that is the Heinz Furniture scoring recap. Heinz Furniture in Carlinville offering mattresses, flooring, blinds, and cabinets. Everything for your home needs since 1854. Visit HeinzFurniture.com. Bobby Seale is everything as advertised, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Just as explosive and as dynamic as a player. You know, and you look at the list of running backs here in Carlinville who are fitting that description of explosive running backs, Bobby Seale fits right in there with any of them.
Talking to my compadre, the boys track coach of Southwestern, also helps out with football. One comment he made is they knew of his speed, and he said, Coach, we can't equal that speed on our scout team during the week. You just have to see it to believe it, and we'll believe it when we see it.
Well, I think he's made a believer out of him.
Yes. So pick up of, what, three? Let's call it second and seven. We head down to the three-minute mark of the third quarter. 32-13 is the Cavalier lead. Paisaw Birds got some climbing to do to get on top of this hill as they have created a problem of 19-point deficit. Now trying to go to the outside is Gavin Day, and Day's not going to get there as Levi Perkins comes up with a tackle there, as well as coming up with it was Zach Reed once again. I tell you what, Zach Reed, it seems like he's in on most every play, isn't he?
He's all over the place, and to be honest, I'm having trouble figuring out exactly what position he plays. He's an outside linebacker. He's an inside linebacker. He's a defensive end.
He looks like a defensive end here.
He's such a versatile player that the Cavy staff, now he's going to back off the line of scrimmage.
Well, yeah, he's got Trim goes out there and moves and says, I'll take care of this end. He said, you can back off. As now looking deep, got a receiver. It's Day. Day makes a catch, spins off of one tackler. He eludes the second tackler down inside the 20-yard line. Gavin Day with what an outstanding play there. And, again, give Sam Wolf credit because he led him right to the spot and put the ball right underneath him, and he was able to make the catch. Gavin Day for an outstanding catch down to the 22-yard line. So that would be, what, 28, 38 yards?
That's what I have, Matt. 38 yards. We're at a unique situation right here where Gavin Day has 138 yards receiving. Sam Wolf has 136 yards passing due to a couple of passes for loss.
All right, now the runner on that play. Is that Jacob Fisher on the carry there? like he went in for one play
he
and
did.
Came out.
But he gave.
Inside the 20 to the 19-yard line, a gain of three, going to bring up a second and seven for the Piasau Birds. With 1:20 to go here in the third quarter, Piasau Birds now trailing 32-13. See if they can get a touchdown and get back in this one. Three wide receivers to the left for SWHS. And now we have, I think, Piasau Birds wanted a timeout. As they take a timeout, we will too. 1:07 to go here in the third quarter. Carlinville has a 32-13 lead over Southwestern. Back after these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, Piasau Birds gain six on the play. It's going to be a third and short as they're in four down territory. Good defense there by Zach Reed once again coming up and bringing down the ball carrier for a loss on the play. Is that Funk on the carry? As they're going to go a loss of two back to the 15, going to bring up a fourth down and about three to go for the Piasau Birds.
Nonetheless, Gary, the Piasau Birds are still in the Seavers Equipment red zone. We're going to mow like a pro with Hustler. Score big at Seavers. Check out all the products at SeaversEquipment.com.
And that is going to bring the third quarter to an end as we head to the fourth quarter. The Carlinville Cavaliers have a 32-13 lead over the Southwestern Piasau Birds. We'll return with fourth quarter action on WSMI. We're heading to the fourth quarter here, but we want to remind you that following this game, we have game two coming your way tonight. This high school doubleheader will have game two, Gillespie and Greenville. Wolf, whoa, the intended receiver was tripped up, and I'm not sure, Dan, if that was a catchable ball or not, but Aaron Frost got upended by Dustin Roberts there. They got their feet tangled. The official throws the flag, and it will be an interference call against the Cavaliers.
And it is a ball. I'm sure Cavalier fans are a little discouraged that the flag got thrown, but he got tripped up so early, it was really even hard to see if he was going to be able to get in the space. He might have been able to get out there and make that catch.
And it could have also been a no call as they simply got their feet tangled up, but that's one of those 50-50. You like it when you get the call and you hate it when you don't, but I think the Cavaliers can live with it a little better knowing they still have that 19-point lead. So that will be an automatic first down as Day is going to get tripped up. I believe Ethan Trim is going to be on the tackle there as he will go from the Carlinville 8 down to maybe, well, I'm going to give him much at all. It's going to be second and 8. Second and goal from the 8 for the Piasau Birds.
Gavin Day, who lines up in the backfield as a running back for the Piasau Birds, though has 138 yards receiving on three catches, so a nice little versatile weapon that the guys in green have as well.
Sam Wolf lifts that leg, gives the ball off to Funk. Funk wants to drive to the outside. He's not going to get there as he tries to turn the corner. Joe Lewis came. I think Joe Lewis came from somewhere down around Shipman and was able to get up there in the backfield before he could turn the corner. What outstanding pursuit by Joe Lewis.
Just wouldn't give up. And we've called Joe Lewis's number I don't know how many times tonight because he is just in on every play. 5'9", 165 pounds, another one of those scrappy middle-sized guys for the Cavaliers that just plays his brains out.
So it's going to bring up a third and goal for the Piasau Birds. As once again, Wolf with one back in the backfield, one man in motion. Wolf's going to call his own number. He's going to keep churning. He's getting close to the goal line, but I believe he's going to be stopped at about the 2. It's going to bring up a fourth and goal, but you talk about determination for that senior quarterback, Sam Wolf, 4 hard yards.
Yeah, it really was. He was dragging blue jerseys all the way down. And I wasn't sure he wasn't going to find the end zone, but, boy, Sam Wolf, 6 foot, 210 pounds, so good-sized guy for those inside runs.
Chase Michaels, one of them who was in there to make sure he didn't get to the end zone. Big play here for the Piasau Birds, 4th and 2. They'll give the ball off to Funk, and Funk is going to be brought down, and he will be short of the goal line. So once again, The Cavalier defense holds on downs, and that's a couple of times tonight that the Piesaw Birds have been on the door, knock, knock, knocking, but they simply couldn't get in. And so at the 10:25 mark of the fourth quarter, the Cavaliers leading 32-13. They'll get the ball, and the Cavaliers will start on their own two-yard line. 98 yards to go, or in SEAL language, about three runs. We shall see as he comes out of the end zone, and he comes right through the middle. I'm telling you, nothing fancy about that. He just wanted to pick up 3 or 4 yards. He'll get the ball out to about the six-yard line, a gain of 4, giving the Cavaliers some room with which to work. Clock running as we approach the 10-minute mark of the fourth quarter. So the Cavaliers would like a couple things. Of course, they'd like to get a score at the end of the drive, but they'd like to be able to keep the ball on the ground, keep the downs, yard downs moving, and keep the clock running down to 9:50 and counting. As DeBerzy waits for the snap. He gets it. He gives the ball off. And it is Bobby Seal. This time it's a short gain as he's by out to about the 5-yard line. And coming up with the tackle, Austin Sergi for the Piesaw Birds. They'll mark it at the 5-yard line. Call it 3rd and 7 from their own 5. It's going to be, no, they're going to fake Bobby Seal. They got a receiver open over the middle. Oh, at the last second, coming up with an outstanding defensive effort for the Piesaw Birds was Quentin Strobeck, the 6-foot, 145-pound sophomore. That looked like it had touchdown written all over it, but Strobeck come up with a big knockdown, got that ball out of the air to the ground, incomplete, punt time. And, of course, it's nice to have a punter like Lonnie Rosentrater.
Really is. Carson Weiser was wide open that play. Just a super play by Strobeck.
This is going to be a high hanging punt. It's going to be fair caught by Day at the 38-yard line. So from the Carlinville 38-yard line, the Piesaw Birds trailing here 32-13. They've got 9 minutes to see if they can get back into this one.
Rosentrater wasn't really able to lean into that punt like he was earlier. There was a lot of heavy pressure by the Southwestern defense. Earlier, I think they got a hand on an extra point attempt and blocked it. They just about blocked that punt right there. So really good job of getting pressure on Rosentrater when he's kicking.
From the 38-yard line of the Cavaliers, the Piesaw Birds, trailing by 19, will set their offense up. 3 wide receivers to the left. Day goes in motion. Day's going to try to turn the corner out there. He gets around Zach Reed, but he's driven out of bounds over there by Joe Lewis as he gets down to about the 35-yard line, perhaps. We'll mark it at the 35. Give him a gain of 3. Call a 2nd and 7. Yep, they'll mark the 36. Goes 2nd and 8 for the Piesaw Birds. The clock continuing to run. No, he was out of bounds, so it'll stop at the 8:57 mark. And the Piesaw Birds will send receivers out wide left and right. Pauly Garrett, the receiver over here by his lonesome. Now a man in motion. Fake the funk. They'll run the option. The handoff up for no good as T.J. Sims, 29 tackles coming into tonight's game, and he's added to that. An outstanding tackle there. Joe Lewis on the assist as well. All the way back into 39. So a loss of 3 more. Going to bring up 3rd and about 11.
It's that slow play that I was talking about earlier. When Southwestern runs the option, he just doesn't really commit fully, but forces the pitch and is able to make pursuit. So he's actually kind of taking on 2 players in that responsibility on that option play.
Kind of supposed to be a speed option, but the problem is the defense had the speed.
Yeah.
Didn't work. Going to bring up a 3rd and 11. Oh, bad snap. Wolf fumbles it, and then he's able to go back and recover it. He crawls on it on his own 49-yard line. So I think what you saw out there, Mr. Newkirk, if you were watching carefully, one of the wheels just came off the Piesaw Bird wagon.
Yeah, it really did. That was the snap kind of came in low. Credit Wolf for jumping on it and retaining possession, but boy, oh boy, this, you know, what looked like a really favorable position on the field after the punt has just really gone south since then.
Or
should we say north?
Fourth and long. And the Paisaw Birds on fourth and long, they will go for it here at the 7:25 mark. They'll swing the pass out here to Day. Day's going to try to turn the corner. He'll spin away from one. He'll spin away from two. But then there's a third. You talk about some good gang tackling. The Cavaliers, Chase Michaels, stayed with it. He was actually the third man there, but he was the one who finished it off. And so the Paisaw Birds, for the second time in a row, give the ball up on downs. So now the Cavaliers, with a commanding 19-point lead, they'll have the ball on their own 46-yard line, first and 10, with 7:17 to go here in the fourth quarter. And they will pitch the ball out to Seal. Seal's going to turn the corner. Seal's going to go right through the defense. He's finally going to be stopped there by Quentin Strobeck, but not until he gets down to the 43-yard line. So that's 7-4. Give him 11. Give the Cavaliers a first and 10. So the Cavaliers won their first game of the season on the road. They lost their first home game at Topena on this field. They won in week three on the road at Hillsboro, so tonight will mark the first win for the Cavaliers on this new turf. They'll have reason to celebrate this weekend in the Macoupin County County Seat. Bobby Seal keeps the run, and he's going to be stopped just about at the line of scrimmage on the 43. Going to bring up a second and still about 10.
You know, a running back to the caliber of Bobby Seals, oftentimes you'll see as a defensive back, an outside linebacker, maybe even middle linebacker. But because of the depth that the Cavaliers have, Bobby Seals is able to stay on the sideline during the while they're on defense. You know, and like you said, you're pointing at his helmet. There's not a lot of paint left in that helmet. He's a hammer.
Tell you what.
He's knocking the paint right off his helmet.
He looks like a Civil War runner. He's got blue and gray on there. And a run to the outside with minimal gain. But the main thing is he was able to keep the clock running, and now there's going to be a stoppage of play as a flag was thrown. Carlinville will get a holding call against them at the 42, so that's going to back them up. From the southwestern 42, take it back into Cavalier territory at the 48-yard line. So it'll be now second down, but now it's going to be about second and 18. Ball resting on the 48-yard line of the Cavaliers, halfway through quarter number four. Cavaliers 6 minutes away from their first victory on this brand new turf. Whoa, Traverzi turned one way. Seal went the other way. Traverzi said, I think I remember seeing him do it enough. He runs down to about the 38-yard line and then takes a slide to the seat of his pants. You talk about an outstanding decision, an outstanding run, and an outstanding decision to get down.
Right, just lots there. And I tell you, I think Seals was just by him so quickly, it wouldn't have mattered if he turned the right direction or not. He was gone. But, boy, great job by Traverzi by pulling it down and making this a third and a manageable third and six.
And I think they're going to let the clock run a little bit here, getting down closer to the five-minute mark as there's 5:12 to go as two receivers wide to the right, two wide to the left. And now Carlinville will call a timeout. 5:03 to go here in the fourth quarter. 32-13, Cavaliers with the lead. It's going to be a third down for the Cavaliers when we come back on WSMI.
As a customer of Gibble Home Services in Carlinville, you can have peace of mind when purchasing your new HVAC system or appliance. They offer several financing options, maintenance agreements, and they do their own warranty work. Gibble Home Services also has techs available 24/7 for when you need them the most. Gibble Home Services in Carlinville. Visit them online at gibblehome.com.
For All-Star Healthcare, Harry's Pharmacy in Auburn, a HealthMart pharmacy, is a slam dunk. Because when it comes to your family's health, you don't want to fumble. The team at Harry's Pharmacy is in your corner. Let their caring and knowledgeable staff become a trusted healthcare resource for your family. Stop in and see why so many people choose Harry's HealthMart Pharmacy. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Do you have questions about your retirement? As a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, Bathurst Financial Group can help.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Bathurst, private wealth advisor. Please call me, John, or Jimmy at Bathurst Financial Group in Litchfield today. Office located at 510 North State Street in Litchfield, Illinois.
Investment advisory services and products are made available to Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Bobby Seale and the Cavaliers needed 7. Bobby Seale and the Cavaliers got 9. Bobby Seale and the Cavaliers have a 1st and 10 with the ball on the Southwestern 29, 4:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. 32-13 is the Cavalier lead. Stay tuned for game number 2 tonight, as it'll be Gillespie at Greenville. Pass out here in the flat is caught by Joe Lewis, and Joe Lewis takes it down the sideline. You talk about receivers who know how to tightrope the sideline. He gets all the way down to about the 6-yard line. We'll give him 23 yards, and it'll be a 1st and goal, Cavaliers.
You know, I was watching before the game. They must have had 20, at least 20 receivers warming up, and I think they've used about all of them. But boy, a great catch by Joe Lewis, taking him inside the Seavers equipment red zone. Score big with Case IH at Seavers Equipment, SeaversEquipment.com.
Now off to Bobby Seale. Bobby Seale off to the races and into the end zone one more time. Bobby Seale at the 3:56 mark of the fourth quarter finds pay dirt once again for Bobby Seale. That will be his 4th touchdown of the night. This one coming from 7 yards out and makes our score 38-13. Rosentrader set for the point after. As the snap is back, another low snap. Taberzi does a good job of picking that one up. And Rosentrader's kick is good. And that makes it 39-13. Cavaliers over Piesaw Birds. Back with the Cavalier kickoff after these messages on WSMI. It's time for the Heinz Furniture scoring recap. Heinz Furniture in Carlinville offering mattresses, flooring, blinds, and cabinets, everything for your home since 1854. Visit HeinzFurniture.com. Well, at the 3:56 mark, the Cavaliers marched 54 yards in 6 plays. Bobby Seale doing the honors for the 7-yard touchdown run, his 4th touchdown run of the game, and that is your Heinz Furniture scoring recap, or shall we say the Bobby Seale show.
Yeah, absolutely, because that kid has done it all tonight.
He has been most impressive, to say the least. Now the Piesaw Birds will get the ball 1st and 10, and they'll scrimmage from their own 26-yard line. Wolf is going to air this one out. Oh, it was a duck out there, and it was intercepted as Ethan Sieglock comes up with the interception. That one had trouble written over it from the very beginning. As soon as it left Wolf's hands, and Sieglock, who had the kickoff return for a touchdown, comes up with a big INT, giving the ball back to the Cavaliers as they'll get the ball in Southwestern territory.
Cavaliers did a nice job of getting some interior push up the middle, and when Sam Wolf went to step to throw that ball, there was nowhere to step to, so just as a result, ball went straight up in the air, right down the middle of the field.
You could almost see the Cavaliers secondary just licking their chops. It's like, hey, here it comes, who wants it? And Sieglock says, it's mine.
Texas leaguer.
He makes the interception, and now from the Southwestern 43, Taberzi will hand the ball off to Seale. And Seale's not going to get much on this one, as he's going to be stopped there at the line of scrimmage. Gain of maybe, not even a gain. Actually, a loss back to the 44. Going to make it a 2nd and 11 from the Southwestern 44. Clock running with 3:25 to go. Reminder, game number two coming up immediately following this one. Gillespie at Greenville. Tim Mize and Carl DeBar will have the call of that one from Greenville High School.
Bobby Seals just came off the field, replaced by junior Mason Patton. Had a nice little applause from the home crowd. I got a feeling that's the last we're going to see of Bobby Seals in this game.
I think his work is done and well-deserving. As this time, as you said, it will be Patton on the carry, and he'll get back up about to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. Down, and it'll be a third and still about 11. Ball still resting on the Southwestern 44.
Just assuming that we're closing the book on Bobby Seals, 31 carries on the night, 200 yards, 4 touchdown runs, a great night for a great runner.
So he had 417 yards coming into tonight's game, 200 more tonight, 600 yards in four games, averaging 150 yards a game. And again, I want to mention, he's only 165 pounds. But I guarantee you there's no body fat there. Hey, Patton looks like he's done a little bit of seal watching. As that time he was stopped at the line of scrimmage, took a step back and gave it a second to try, gets back to the line of scrimmage. It's going to be a fourth down for the Cavaliers. Inside the final 2 minutes we go. It'll be punt time. As Rosentritter going to see if he can put a foot in this one, see if he can kick it above the light post. DeBerzy getting congratulations. He and one of his mainstays on the line, Ethan Trim, exchanging pleasantries. I was going to say sharing a drink, but that doesn't sound right at so many levels, so let's leave that one out. Rosentrader's punt goes inside the five. It's going to go down. It's going to be held down at the 1 yard line. And who's down there? Would that be Joe Lewis? Joe Lewis does everything. This time he downs the punt at the 1 yard line. So from their own 1 yard line, the Paisaw Birds have a minute 21 to see if they can get a few more points on the board. As we said, over the last 4 years now, the Paisaw Birds have scored 13 points tonight, 12 points last year, 8 points in 2018, and they were shut out in 2017. So I think you could say the Carlinville Cavaliers defense never rests.
No, really not stating it. And, you know, Bobby Seals had a great game tonight, but I think the Cavaliers defense, I'm looking down here right now, and Mr. Zach Reed is getting a drink of water. He, you know, the defense led by him just had an outstanding night, shutting down a really good Paisaw Birds offense.
Yes, indeed. Gavin Day, as we said, hasn't been totally shut down. But
in comparison
to Bobby Seal, he's had a secondary role tonight. And you got to give Gavin Day credit because he's had some outstanding runs today and this year at 400 yards coming into tonight. What did you have him for tonight?
He's going to add another 51 yards to that on the night. But like I said earlier, he has 138 yards receiving was really the big contribution in the game. I misspoke when I said that they were really shut down the Southwestern offense. They were able to move the ball up and down the field. You know, just had trouble once they got inside the red zone.
Yeah, 20 to 20. They did all right, but inside the 20, they had trouble. And now it's going to be a running play for the Paisaw Birds.
I think
they're going to move the chains as Funk's going to get the first down. They'll take the ball out almost to the 20-yard line. We'll call it the 18-yard line. They'll mark the ball ready for play and start the clock up. We're down to the final 20 seconds of this one. This big crowd had a good time for the Carlinville fans tonight. The Paisaw Bird fans, I think they have to be pleased with what they saw from the green and gold. But the Cavaliers, they came to play tonight. And Bobby Seal did a good job of coming up with not one, not two, not three, but 4 touchdowns. And because of his 4 touchdowns, the Cavaliers are going to win this one 39-13. We'll take a quick break and come back and recap this exciting action that you've been watching on WSMI. It is in the book. The Carlinville Cavaliers pick up the win tonight over the Paisaw Birds, dropping the Paisaw Birds to 3-1 on the season. The Cavaliers improved to 3-1 on the season. Looking at the scoring, well, first of all, let's begin with Bobby Seale. He had a 29-yard touchdown run in the first quarter, a 1-yard touchdown run in the second quarter. He came back with a 1-yard touchdown run in the third quarter and a 7-yard touchdown run in the fourth quarter. Four touchdown runs for Bobby Seale. Mix that in with Ethan Sieglock, an 85-yard kickoff return, and Aiden Taberzi hooking up with Carson Weiser on a 10-yard touchdown pass, and that accounts for the scoring for the Carlinville Cavaliers. For the Paisaw Birds, Gavin Day with a 9-yard touchdown run back in the second quarter. Then Sam Wolf hooked up with Gavin Day for a 68-yard touchdown pass in the third quarter, and that's how the Paisaw Birds got their 13 points. 39-13 is the final score. Cavaliers with the victory. Some stats, Dan.
For the visiting Paisaw Birds of Southwestern, Blake Funk led the team with 75 yards on the ground on 11 carries, aided by Gavin Day's 51 yards on 15 carries. Gavin Day also had four catches for 138 yards, though. And ironically, Sam Wolf with 136 yards passing on 5 of 13. But unfortunately, the two interceptions were big turnovers for the Birds. For the home Cavaliers, Bobby Seale, as we've talked about all night, was the player of the game, 200 yards on 31 carries, four touchdowns. Ethan Sieglock, Joe Lewis, Lonnie Rosentreter, Carson Weiser, Hendry Kufa, lots of receivers with the benefit of Aiden Traverzi's 7 of 10 passing for 117 yards. Didn't throw any touchdown passes, but he didn't throw any interceptions either. So did a great job of orchestrating the offense, a lot of great direction on scramble drills, keeping plays alive to contribute to that 117 yards.
117 yards for who?
For Aiden Taberzi.
Aiden Taberzi.
Passing the ball.
One touchdown?
He had one touchdown. You're right. I'm sorry. I didn't circle. He had the one touchdown that he threw to
that was Weiser,
Carson Weiser.
Corner.
That's right. Yeah. Carson Weiser in the corner.
You see, you get so fed up with Bobby Seale this, Bobby Seale that, we overlooked that the quarterback could do something other than just stand off. But as you said, quite correctly, Taberzi's greatest asset tonight was between his ears.
Yeah.
He did a very good job of orchestrating the offense, making good decisions, making good reads, and even directing his receivers during the play.
Oh, there were several plays where he didn't have a receiver, but a little bit of wave of the arm here, a little bit of wave of the hand there, and he helped direct him right into that open grass.
Well, in Carlinville, we call that Taberzi magic.
Taberzi magic.
Yeah, Taberzi magic.
Well, he was spreading around the field tonight, that's for sure.
Well, the Cavaliers, as we said, with the victory, they move to 3-1 on the season. Up next for them, next week, it'll be a Saturday afternoon game here at home against Sacred Heart Griffin's JV team. This was necessitated by simply having a hole in the schedule, looking all over to find somebody. And I guarantee you what, Sacred Heart Griffin may be bringing a JV team, but it'll be a competitive game. Then they will finish up the season with the Cavaliers right back here at home in week six as they'll entertain the Roxana Shells. So they had only one home game in their first three, lost that to the Paina Panthers, but now they've come back and have won one, and they've got a chance to win two more at home. For the Paisa Birds, they dropped to 3-1 on the season. Next up for them in week five, they will be at Roxana, and they'll finish their season up with Hillsboro at home in week six. And so it is a 39-13 victory for the Cavaliers over the Paisa Birds. And we want to make sure that you understand this is only halfway through our Friday night doubleheader, as we have game two coming your way immediately following, as it'll be Gillespie at Greenville. Tim Mize and Carl DeBar will have the call of that one. But for now, from here, for Dan Newkirk, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of the fine folks at Carlinville for their hospitality. We always enjoy coming up here to the county seat of Macoupin County. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making these high school football games possible. Without them, we would not be able to bring you these broadcasts. Of course, thank you to you fans for listening in. Special thanks goes back to the studio to Jen Graham for producing tonight's game. And Jen, I know you did a good job on this one, and I know you'll do an even better job on game two. Gillespie at Greenville, coming your way next. But now it is Dan Newkirk, Gary Boker, saying so long from the brand new gridiron.